This is Weekend Edition. 2 years ago, Detroit's tiny Marygrove College faced collapse, says Daniel House of the Detroit News. Now, it's preparing its next act with powerful partners to change public education in Detroit.
What do you get when you combine Detroit Public Schools, the Kresge Foundation, and the University of Michigan? Answer, a place called Hope. Nearly 2 years after Detroit's Marygrove College faced financial collapse, the tiny school is opening a new chapter thanks to some of the region's biggest players. And the Detroit Public Schools Community District gets a chance to prove its mettle under new leadership. Marygrove's 53-acre campus is poised to become what organizers are calling a cradle-to-college educational complex. It'll host an early childhood center built from the ground up thanks to a portion of Kresge's $50 million. It'll contain two traditional public schools operated by the city's district, one K through 8th grade, the other a high school. It'll house a residency program for aspiring teachers run by U of M's School of Education and patterned after its medical school to teach teachers how to teach before deploying them in Detroit's schools. And Marygrove will continue to offer its graduate and professional development programs. The goal is to use innovative education to redevelop a corner of the community, far from the big money changing the face of downtown and midtown. This could be huge, folks. Kresge's bringing the dough. U of M is bringing the expertise, reputation, and what President Mark Schlissel calls teamwork in the service of the public. And the public schools get support from heavy hitters who just want education to improve in Detroit, because that's how communities improve and rebuild. The city's neighborhoods are in play. Finally. 3 months ago, Ford Motor confirmed plans to renovate Corktown's dilapidated Michigan Central Depot into its center for mobility and self-driving vehicles. Now Marygrove is pinning its neighborhood revival on its so-called P20 partnership. It's the neighborhood's turn. Community reinvention is politically potent in a city that struggled for decades to provide basic services. With billions of dollars pouring into downtown and midtown, targeting neighborhoods is the next obvious step in the city's revitalization. Reinvesting in the core helps bolster tax base, fuel economic activity, and create tax-paying jobs. Reinvesting in neighborhoods and improving traditional public education strengthens community and gives Detroiters a reason to stay. Kresge CEO Rip Rapson says, quote, "What this town needs to be shown again and again is you can take big ideas and make them real. So many people are waiting to see efforts like this fail." That's unfortunately true. They're the people who doubt the city's revival can maintain traction, who predict a new school board and superintendent will fail like all the others, who don't understand that leadership today is different from its predecessors. I'd say the mounting evidence proves them more wrong than right. Look around. Bankruptcies managed, cultural groups like the DIA and the Symphony saved, City Hall focused more on what it can improve than what it should control. School board members who unanimously backed their new superintendent's plan to join the Marygrove partnership. That's real progress, and it's happening in Detroit. I'm Daniel House of the Detroit News.